Thank you, Representative. A delegate from the Cameroon, the Secretariat will make a very quick intervention, and then I will summarize. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have been listening very carefully to the interventions made, and especially the last two interventions from Morocco and Cameroon. Of course, if we want to go further, and if we go want to go into more details, we have to go through some iterative process in which we listen to the countries and your ideas, and we do our analysis work and come back to you. And this would take time, and I view this as a matter of significant importance, and it cannot be done in a few minutes, and in a few hours, and a few weeks. It would take some more time. Of course, depending on any future scenario that could be contemplated, we may need to just discard everything and go for a new convention or treaty or any other international agreement. In that case, current rules or procedures, current statutes, everything needs to be replaced by something else. Maybe depending on the scenarios, we can keep our statutes, we can keep our rules or procedures, but amend certain points to introduce new possibilities. Everything depends on the future policy choice of the member states. So, from the Secretariat's point of view, Madam Chair, your previous proposal to go to the next session of the Executive Committee and take a step forward with the commencement of some discussion, the interaction between members and interaction between members and the Secretariat would be a useful step. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I emphasize the last point of the Secretary, which is to call to all of you to use your Executive Committee, which represents you. Bring your ideas to them. Bring your thoughts and concerns to them. Charge them with carrying out on your behalf careful analysis and pointed consideration of alternatives, creative solutions to the serious problem that we face with respect to funding of Codex. And then I will conclude after an intervention from our Honorable Assistant Director General, Mr. Sumsi.
Just three very, very brief statements I would like to do to the Commission and the delegates. First of all, to express the strong commitment on FAO to allocate as much budget as possible to Codex and Codex activities related. Of course, in any case, not less than the current level of budget. This is for follow the high priority assigned by the government bodies of FAO to the Codex and all related activities of Codex. Secondly, we will continue WHO and FAO to looking for innovative ways and instruments to increase the extra budgetary resources to strongly support the related activities as capacity building and scientific advice that is very important elements to the Codex standards. Finally, I would like to express my personal commitment to enhance the transparency and the effectiveness of the budget and the way to spend the money in the Secretariat of Codex Commission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Sumsi. I will conclude by noting the very thoughtful and often creative interventions of members of this body this morning. And in addition, the general conclusion that the Commission expresses its sincere desire to FAO and WHO and its appreciation to those bodies to maintain an adequate budget level and to develop adequate funding strategies, including some creative thinking, to support the activities of this body. And with that conclusion, distinguished delegates, we will end our discussion of budget and financial matters. And I thank you very much for your consideration and for your attention. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is item 10, proposed schedule of Codex sessions. And I will hand the chair over to my honored colleague, my colleague vice chair, Dr. Van Eck.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let us move on quickly with agenda item 10. We are under quite some time constraints behind schedule. Based on the division of labor between the chair and the vice chairs, I'm about to chair item 10, 11, 12, A and B, and most likely also the two leftovers on regional standards under 6. And when we manage to discuss this in a very disciplined manner, hopefully we can deal with these issues before 12:30 when we will break for lunch. On agenda item 10, ladies and gentlemen, we should have before us Alienorum 07-39A, the proposed schedule of Codex meetings 2007 to 2009, and I would like to ask Codex Secretary to introduce the paper to the Commission. Mr. Miyakishima, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The relevant document is Alienorum 07/30/9A. As you can see in the introductory part of the proposed schedules documents, there was a guidance from the last session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission to study the possibilities of more than one meeting scenarios. And by saying this, it was implied that we look at the scenario in which the Commission, the highest body in the Codex system, meets annually or meets biannually. On this issue, the Codex Secretariat has engaged itself in the consultation with FAO and WHO, and we looked at the advantages and disadvantages for the Commission to continue to meet annually, which is the current practice since 2003, or is there any possibilities or benefits to go back to the old practice of the Commission meeting biannually. That was the practice for a long time between 1972 and 2002. And detailed discussion can be found in the said introduction section of the document. And after some reflection at the level of FAO and WHO management, it has been decided to present to you a single meeting schedule and not two or three for the forthcoming biennium, which is presented in Annex of the document.
Mr. Chairman, basically the
session schedule set out in Annex is an indicative one, which is meant to be an information to the Commission rather than the firm commitments. These meetings of the Codex system are all convened by the Directors General of FA and WHO, even if many of them take place outside Rome and outside Geneva. We have to go through an in-depth consultation process with the host governments, and those dates mentioned here have been determined, and some of venues already determined in consultation between the Codex Secretariat and the host governments, and namely current host governments. Of course, depending on the local situation, depending on the logistic issues, some meeting may start one day earlier, finish one day later, or there may be some adjustments to be made. And in certain cases, venue may change. Therefore, it should be understood that any Codex meeting is confirmed only when the official invitation letter is dispatched by the FAO's and WHO's Director General. Mr. Chairman, in paragraph 6, there has been some more information. Codex, as I mentioned earlier today, is basically a meeting operations, and we have to follow a very tight meeting schedule. And we also have to consider the fact that certain committees have to interact with other committees in a manner that would not delay the process of standards development. So there are a number of limitations and constraints as to committee, one given committee should meet earlier than another committee, and how many months before, etc. So the Codex Secretariat tried its best to come up with this meeting schedule, making some assumptions. One, regarding the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods, there has been a tendency that the data being made available by the governments and by the industry might not warrant that many and frequent sessions of JECFA that in turn provide risk assessment results back to the Codex Committee. Therefore, one assumption made is that this particular committee currently meeting at the 18-month schedule interval will start meeting initially at least with 24 months interval. In regard to the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems, this committee is one of the Codex committees that are most speedy, productive, and efficient. And it has developed a number of standards and guidelines and other recommendations over the last years. Now, the committee's agenda has become a bit short, but the next session of the committee meeting later this year would discuss the opportunities for further work. Therefore, the future meeting need of this committee would very much depend on the discussion to be held in the forthcoming session on this committee. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the Commission may wish to note that earlier this week it adopted the working principles for risk analysis for application by governments, which is a major text that had been developed by the Committee on General Principles. And General Principles, anticipating this significant outcome, has suggested that it would not meet in 2008, but it would meet in 2009. A possible piece of work that would flow into the work of CCGP would be the risk analysis policy document to be developed by the Codex Committee on Nutrition. This piece of new work being approved by the present session of the Commission, it might be reasonable to anticipate that that piece of work can be forwarded to the Codex Committee on General Principles in 2009. So these are the assumptions made in the preparation of this meeting schedule, and we are ready to answer to any questions members may have. Mr. Chairman, you reminded me that there will be a discussion on natural mineral waters, and there was a working group meeting that met and that produced a meeting report, which is now available as the 19 document. Depending on the decision to be taken later this week by this commission, there may be another Codex session meeting that needs to be added to this Codex meeting schedule. There are a few weeks available. Not many weeks are free, as you see, but there are still a few weeks available in 2008. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for introducing this document to the Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open for discussions, questions, and observations, and the ultimate question is whether we can endorse the proposed schedule as it is written in the annex. I see the flag of the Portugal, most likely speaking on behalf of the members of the community.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, on behalf of the 26 member states of the European Commission, Portugal is in favour of the endorsement by the Commission of the proposed schedule of Codex meetings for 2008-2009, while supporting the extension of the meetings intervals as proposed in paragraph 6 of Alinorm 07/30/98 for the CCRVDF and CCFIX, and the cancellation of the 2008 session of CCGP. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegate of Portugal, speaking on behalf of the members of the community. Jordan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. في البداية لابد من شكر.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Allow me first of all to thank the Secretariat of the Codex Alimentarius for everything they've done to prepare this document, and particularly for the clarifications they've offered the Commission on putting together this proposed schedule of Codex meetings, including meetings of subsidiary bodies. Now, Jordan has asked for the Commission to meet in 2008 and 2009, and that the Regional Coordinating Committee ought to meet biannually, whereas the active committees need to meet on a yearly basis. Nonetheless, we need to study a meeting schedule or timetable which is balanced and which considers the outcome of the various committees, whether these are standards or related texts. And it has to consider the Codex Alimentarius standards as well to make sure that there's no harm done to developing countries as far as food security is concerned, notably. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Delegation of Jordan, for these observations. Are there other flags? Yes. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the proposal schedule for ad hoc intergovernmental task force on peak frozen food to be hosted by Thailand during the 26 to 29 February 2008, as shown in the annex, Since the term of reference of this task force, as agreed by Commission, is to complete the work within only one session, we are of the view that the day of the session should be sufficient to ensure the finalize of the work. We therefore would like to expand the times of the meeting from 4 days to 5 days, starting from 25 to 29 February 2008, and the meeting will be held in Bangkok. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegation of Thailand. Yes, we appreciate your intervention, and the Cortex Secretary reminded me this is an indicative table, and yes, he will be very responsive to this kind of request from host countries to make sure that in the final schedule this suits the requests and wishes of the host countries. The USA, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along the same lines, we would ask the Secretariat to consider the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, a committee that has a very heavy workload, but more frequent meetings would not necessarily speed up that workload, and extend the meeting by 1 day through September 20, 2008. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegate of the USA. Point well taken. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Mexico would like to thank the Secretariat for putting this document together and pay tribute to the offer made to host the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables and the Regional Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean, which is scheduled to meet in 2008. Now, we understand the Secretariat's clarification that the definitive dates aren't official until the official invitation from the Directors General of the parent organizations is received. But we would like to ask for a couple of points of clarification on this document, particularly because the meeting for Latin America and the Caribbean is scheduled for the 10th to the 14th of November, in fact. But the document says just till the 13th. So the meeting of the Committee for Fresh Fruit and Vegetables, we would like to point out, could meet for an extra day. So that the pending issues can be truly discussed and there can be movement with them. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Delegate of Mexico. Before I come back to you, let me see whether other delegations wish to ask for the floor. I see the Central African Republic, please. You have the floor, sir.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Now, if we're looking at the meetings of the regional committees, it would be a very good idea if WHO and FAO representatives work together with the focal points to make sure that we can truly reach everybody. If we have to move and go to another country, for example, for a coordination meeting, we have to make sure that we're able to meet on the basis of national organizing committees. We can call them something else, but they would be national committees where there would be a discussion of the various countries' points of views. And then from there, we could attend coordination meetings. I think if we were to proceed in that manner, we would get very positive results. we need to make sure that there be proper cooperation between these national committees and others, and all of this must be supported by FAO and WHO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for this suggestion. I don't see other flags. Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, once again, to bring to your attention that this is a tentative schedule, and based on sparse experience, the Codex Secretary will be in close cooperation with all the host countries to finalize the exact dates, and only when this has been accepted by the Director Generals of both organizations, then the final schedule is set. Mr. Secretary, maybe you wish to comment on the intervention of Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to provide some clarification to the points made by Mexico and some other delegations regarding the schedule of regional coordinating committees. First, I would like to remind the Commission that basically the Codex budget, Codex Central budget, covers the cost of interpretation and documentation for all six sessions of the Codex coordinating committees. So the duration of the a session of Codex coordinating committee and number of documentation will have direct impact on the Codex budget. Secondly, the cost incurred by given coordinated committees varies from a committee to another. For instance, Codex Committee for Europe is considered as a rather expensive committee because it runs in three languages. And other committees running in two languages only are less expensive committees if the duration of the meeting is the same and the number of documents prepared is the same. This having said, it is up to the Director General of FAO and WHO, in consultation with the chairperson of the committee, to determine the provisional agenda of any given Codex session. And that applies to the coordinating committees as well. And the number of days and number of sessions required to digest a determined agenda has a lot of bearing on the number of days required. In the past, the Codex Committee for Latin America was, at least in the recent times, the only committee that met for 5 days. And of course, local costs borne by the host government, but the interpretation and documentation cost borne by the Codex Central Budget. Therefore, I can anticipate and to some extent assure you that the Director General of FAO and WHO will have a regard to this matter, and they would consider the fairness between different committees, and they would consider the differences in the length of agenda of those committees, because some committees do standard setting work and some committees do not. And these are the factors that would be taken into account by the Directors General of FAO and WHO to determine the final provisional agenda and meeting schedule that would go with that decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for this additional clarification. Then I saw the flag from Argentina. Very much would like to close the list of interventions so that we can conclude and move on to the next agenda item. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much.
Chair. At times, one would seem to think there's a kind of contradiction between what is expressed by members, particularly from developing countries, with regard to the importance of regional meetings and then what happens subsequently. The regional committees in recent years have become a fundamental element for developing countries who cannot even attend 30% of Codex meetings. And that is a very important element in order to be able to discern and establish joint goals, not only those ones which are linked to negotiation, but also those that are linked to the need for training and working on more depth on issues that cannot be understood otherwise. So if you reduce in this way the program of regional committee, this doesn't allow the possibility to discuss anything, because the first day is basically devoted to issues which are fixed, which are established on each of the agendas of the committee. The second day, then you might start discussing issues with, you've got 4 days in total. The third is for the report, and the fourth is basically devoted to adopting the report and leaving. So there's no time to discuss the actual regional issues. With regard to what was mentioned on translation costs and publication costs, in the years that Argentina hosted the Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean, basically all translation of documents was conducted by the local office. And with regard to printing, well, I think we need to refer to FAO and WHO documents, not those which have been dealt with locally. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Argentina. Thank you, Argentina. We will note your observations and concerns. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess that we have had sufficient discussion and observations regarding to the proposed schedule. And I think that as Commission we can conclude that we have endorsed the schedule. It is, I repeat again, it is a tentative schedule. And host countries and regional coordinators are invited to work in close cooperation with the Codex Secretariat to finalize the schedule, and that also the participants should await the final announcements when the Director Generals have approved the final schedule. Thank you. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to move on to our next agenda item, that is the strategic planning of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, item 11. We should have before us document Alinorm 0739B, but particularly also the report of the meeting of the Executive Committee of last week, Alinorm 0733. And we had an interesting discussion last week. You will find it in the paragraphs 72 up to 87. And the revised text is attached to the report as Appendix 2. And I guess what we have to do today is to adopt the strategic plan that has been under elaboration and consideration over the last 2 years in a very careful process, ultimately through the regional coordinating committees. So up for adoption is the text of the draft strategic plan 2008-2013 as included in Appendix 2. But first of all, I would like to ask Mr. Miyagishima to introduce, or should I ask your colleague, please? she has is the one who facilitated the process over the last 2 years in an excellent way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For this agenda item, there are relevant working document. The one is ALINOV 07/30/9B. The document contains the comment forwarded from the regional coordinating committees in response to the circular letter 0 circular letters as decided by the previous session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission to ask all regional coordinating committees to consider the draft strategic planning that was discussed by the previous session of the Codex Executive Committees. In annexed to this document, the text is just reproduced of the relevant part of the report forwarded from all regional coordinating committees. This means that the comment include the comment that was endorsed by the all coordinating committees with the proposed amended text to the strategic planning, and also comments endorsed by the regional coordinating committees, but no proposed amendment to the text. And also annexed includes the comments read by some member countries regarding the certain parts of the strategic planning, however, without endorsement by the coordinating committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Noriko, for introducing this document to the Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Executive Committee, as said, we had a lengthy discussion. We needed even an intra-session group to flesh out a number of issues. It is my perception that we had a good discussion to listen to all the requests from particularly the coordinating committees. We reached consensus, and maybe that before I ask observations from the floor, and particularly whether you can adopt the text as it is in front of you, on page 37, at least in the English version. There's, I guess, only an English version of the executive report. No, there's also other versions. 37, the English version. We have to delete, in part 2, item 2.6. Elaborate working principles for risk analysis for food safety application. Earlier this week, we have adopted these working principles, and hence we can delete that part. So, for your observation is, can we adopt this text as annexed without 2.6? And for your information, when we have adopted this text, I wish to come back to a few paragraphs in the report of the Executive Committee. And silence means agreement, and given the fact that we are under considerable time pressure, I prefer silence. And as I said before, we went through a very careful process. Yes, Brazil, please.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry to intervene there. Of course, we can agree with adoption, but we have a small comment to make on language. It would refer to the document 29/3/A, Appendix 2. In the English version, on page 29, paragraph 6, first bullet, we would propose that we could substitute the expression risk based by based on risk. And the reason is that that was a decision which was already taken by CC Fix. And also because the term risk is already defined by Codex. The same proposal for substitution would also apply to Go 1, Activity 1.1, and that would be on page 33, where the same expression, risk-based, appears again. So that is our proposal to change in those two places the expression risk-based by based on risk. Thank you very much, Mr. Chen.
Thank you, Delegate of Brazil. This requires some consultation here at the head table, also to look into the French and Spanish version, so I ask for your indulgence. Maybe in the meantime we can see whether there are other. I see the delegation of France. France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. There's a language comment which has been put forward on various occasions. For us, there is a modification of the meaning in the French version. The term should be pratique loyale and not pratique équitable. Fair trade is pratique loyale. It's also contained in the manual, in the procedural manual for the objectives of the codex. So throughout the text, that needs to be corrected. Équitable needs to be replaced with the term loyale. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegate of France. We will be very loyal to you, and I take it that the Codex Secretariat will take this on board. If there are no further... I see the flag from New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We can support all of the... suggested changes that came out of the Executive Committee. We do have one small suggestion in respect of Activity 2.6, which we agree that is no longer relevant and can be deleted in the light of the Commission's adoption. But we do believe that there may be a case for replacing that activity with another one, largely to pick up the idea of capacity building in the area of risk analysis. We believe that with the adoption of the working principles, there may be a case to encourage FAO and WHO to provide training and capacity building in the area of risk analysis to aimed at effective implementation of these guidelines. So we would just like to put something along these lines for consideration by the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Delegate of New Zealand. I will come back to you in a minute. Let me see whether there are other delegations asking for the floor. No, then I guess, yes, I see the flag from Egypt, please.
Said. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Egyptian delegation should like to suggest that Codex Alimentarius should promote its cooperation with OIE because OIE's activities are relevant to Codex and its standards and related texts, and we believe that the participation of OIE should be secured in the various working groups and task forces. And if there is a possibility of promoting this cooperation and this presence in the various committees, we can secure the use of more languages, because the single use of the English language is an impediment implementation of the standards, and therefore we believe that other parties should be encouraged to take part in the financing of the interpretation and translation activities. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Delegate of Egypt, for your interesting observations. In that regard, I also would very much like to draw your attention to Goal 4, which is specifically about cooperation between CODEX and other relevant international organizations. I guess there you will find the spirit, indeed, that we wish to be engaged in more closer relationships with, amongst others, OIE. And so it is covered, and later in the meeting, under another agenda item, we will discuss particularly the cooperation with OIE. So thank you for bringing this to your attention. But I guess that in the context of this plan, it is sufficiently covered. Mexico, please.
Well, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support the approval of the strategy. We would just like to draw attention to a significant change. 2.6 also needs to be deleted in Section 3 of the document. And we also like to point out that amongst the comments from the different coordinating committees, there were some issues, in particular for Latin America and Caribbean, that although they were not reflected in this document, would be worth reflecting in the future discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Delegate of Mexico. Thank you for indeed bringing to our attention that when we delete point 2.6, that we should also make the consequential amendments in the other parts of the document. So, yes, thank you. You are fully correct. And as I said, when we have adopted this part, I wish to come back to a few paragraphs in the report, which most likely covers your second observation. Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, now there are the Cameroon, please.
Monsieur President, merci.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. In principle, just to make it clear from the outset, we approve the adoption of this plan. We know it was a difficult birth. But your suggestion to delete 2.6 leads us to reflect on alternative. We agree with you because it's an activity which has already been conducted and approved. But what do we do? How do we ensure that the idea of guidelines in terms of food safety for the attention of governments be included on the agenda of the Codex? Can we not envisage an activity involving the development of monitors, as it were, people to monitor the application of these guidelines, something like that, so that this could remain on the agenda? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Delegate of Cameroon, for this observation. I'm inclined to say that this strategic planning, ladies and gentlemen, is more an aspirational document. It gives an indication of the direction in which we wish to work in the forthcoming years, and I guess there's sufficient flexibility to, later on when implementing the strategy, to come back on this kind of ideas. But I guess that at this point in time, we should focus on the adoption of the strategic plan. I very much would like now to close the list of interventions, come back to the Codex Secretary, and maybe you can inform us what the outcome is in the light of the comments just made by Brazil on risk-based. Mr. Mijikishma, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm still waiting for the Arabic and Chinese versions to reach the top table. It's not that I read those languages, but just in case. Mr. Chairman, the proposal put forward by Brazil will not modify in any way the versions of French and Spanish versions. These versions will stay the same. It will only concern the English version. If I have understood correctly, Mr. Chairman, the proposal from Brazil would be to amend the fourth line of the first bullet under paragraph 6 under the heading of Goal 1 of the draft strategic plan, which in English version appears on page 31. The sentence will start in line 3, and that reads currently as follows: in strengthening the strategic focus of the CAC in the development of risk-based, performance-based standards and related texts for broader application across a range of communities, and the sentence goes on. The proposal just put forward from Brazil would be to amend this sentence as follows, and again, this applies only to the English version. In strengthening the strategic focus of the CAC in the development of standards and related texts based on risk and performance for broad application across a range of commodities. So this would be the consequence if the Commission agrees to the proposal put forward by Brazil. And there was a second point in part 2, bullet point 1.1, activity 1.1. There is a reference to a risk-based approach, and this short phrase will be replaced by a term, an approach based on risk to food safety, and the rest of the text will remain unchanged. So, Mr. Chairman, this is the change proposed by the delegation of Brazil, and it will not affect French version, Spanish version, and I'm quickly looking at the Chinese version. I'm not quite sure if my Chinese is good enough. Probably the delegation of China could clarify whether there is any need for the text in Chinese to be amended, applies. My invitation apply to the Arabic-speaking delegations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. This kind of amendments at the late stage always make me very nervous. May I have a sense whether, as Commission, you can live with the proposals made by Brazil? Is it just language, or will it affect the very meaning? I see the flag of Chile. Chile, please.
Thank you. I do have some comments on the strategic plan. Firstly, on 3.2, pertaining to the effective standards and the need for the development of procedures. Now, when is that it is retained, we need to be clear about what we're referring to with the definition, and this is where we can include this. With regard to other international bodies and relations with them, under point 4, OIE and the IPPC were indicated, but I think we also need to indicate WTO, particularly with regard to supervision of harmonization of standards pertaining coming from the Codex. Under 5, pertaining to country participation, we agree with everything that was said, including the written comments, but we'd like to add a proposal indicated by the European Union in their proposal, indicating that this comply with what is established in physical meetings. There's a document that indicated how this should be done in the physical action groups. And we think it needs to be clearly indicated according to the appropriate guideline. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile, for your observations. I had already closed the list of speakers on the strategic plan as such. I think we cannot accept amendments at this late stage, but please keep in mind this is an aspiration document in a broad sense, and either it will be implemented through ongoing work in the committees and in the Commission, or when there is new work to be undertaken, let's say that requires a separate decision of the Commission. So I guess that in the follow-up and the implementation, there's ample opportunity for this kind of considerations to be implemented when we start fine-tuning the actions. So thank you for your information, but at this stage, I guess we should not go for amendments, because this is not the time. We went through a very careful process, and we are under extreme time constraints. So I only will go back now to the language issue as proposed by Brazil. With the proposed amendments in 6 first bullet points and in part 2 under 1.1, if it is acceptable to the Commission, then we will amend as proposed. Are there reservations, then we will leave it as it is. So I wish to have the sense whether we can accept the proposal made by Brazil in the English version. From your silence, I take it that that is acceptable. I see the flag of Singapore, Singapore rupees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Referring to the Brazilian's amendment, I think the first amendment is in order, but the second amendment is not as good as the original one. I think it doesn't make any difference to the meaning. And I think it's better to have a risk-based approach rather than an approach based on risk. The language doesn't flow very well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore.